Walt Disney World Memories Podcast, Memory 44, Living with the Land.
Today's memory is made possible by the recurring supporters. These are listeners like you that are helping to ensure that we can continue to produce high-quality family entertainment as we've been doing since 2006. As a thank you for their generosity, these supporters receive gifts from me like ad-free and early access to episodes. If you would like to find out how to join the recurring supporters for as little as $1 a month, visit our website at www.memories.net/support. You can now become a supporter directly through Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Patreon, as well as many other ways. I hope you can agree that the work we have put into the show is worth it and would consider a small support donation. Again, to find out how you can help, go to www.memories.net/support.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to Memory 44 of the Walt Disney World Memories Podcast. My name is Lou, and I'll once again be your host as we take this journey into another Disney World memory. I firstly have to apologize for my lack of posts, both on the blog and on the podcast. I think it's been an understatement for me to simply say that my life has gotten just so busy. Between a 5-month-old who's now teething and a 3-year-old who's patiently waiting for her daddy to complete her new swing set, there's just been little free time to write or record a new podcast or blog post. So I'm trying something new. Instead of my daily 5 a.m. trip to the gym, this week I'm going to try and record an episode and hopefully be able to edit it down during the breaks in order to get it sooner rather than later. So if I sound a little groggy still, that's the reason. So let's get to the reason while we're actually listening. Today's memory will be one that was requested quite a while ago, as long as I think 2 years ago, and by a few different people over the years. Today we're going to take a ride on Living with the Land. I've received requests from Dan, Shane, and Daniel to relive this memory. To make it up to all of you for the delay, I'm going to actually include two memories in one. Memory 1 will be from November of 2003 and is in stereo only. Now, if you think about it, in 2003 we were still being narrated, receiving a live cast member. It's a rainy day outside and my family and I were enjoying the day at the parks. We've been waiting for a while in the queue and this is where we'll join the memory. We're standing in the loading area and another boat is just pulling away. And then it'll be our turn. You'll hear my dad, brother, and sister all laughing because my dad and I are pretty cramped in the front seat with a couple of other people. Anyways, the boat pulls away and the ride begins. Memory 2 is from May of 2007 and is in binaural. The recording again begins while we're waiting to board. It's the Flower and Garden Festival time at Epcot, and Tracy and I are waiting to board with her parents, and it's a beautiful day. It's early morning. You'll hear us discussing what we still want to do and see there today at Epcot as we look over all the brochures that we got as we entered the park. Soon, our cast memberless boat arrives, and we board into our row, and we're off. So sit back and relax and enjoy this relaxing ride as we go learn how to live with the land.
Ladies and gentlemen, those of you that are waiting on the dock, please be sure that you are behind that solid yellow line. Thank you. Okay, here we go. Please sit back, relax, and enjoy living with the land.
Mine did. We missed the bus.
Okay.
Well, they say engineer, president, you know, navigator.
My name is Jeff, and I'll be taking you through one of the most innovative areas of Epcot. For your safety, I do ask to please remain seated throughout our journey while keeping your arms and legs and feet inside the boat. Parents, please watch your children. Children, watch your parents. And as a courtesy to those around you, please no flash photography.
What are y'all laughing at?
Lighting until we reach our green.
What are you laughing at?
Until then, sit back, relax, and enjoy living with the land. It should be departing momentarily.
Here, hold that.
Hold your bag.
Seems how you seem to think something's so funny.
Because we're jammed in up
I
here.
Know.
What cab are you taking home today?
Huh? Oh, I was wondering what I was sitting on.
Okay, here we go, folks. Sit back, relax, and enjoy living with the land.
Discovery and awareness of the richness, the diversity, and the often surprising nature of living with the land. Our journey begins as dramatic and sudden changes are sweeping over the land. The approaching storm may seem violent and destructive to us, but to nature, it's a new beginning in the cycle of life. Beneath the surface of the land, roots trap water from the flowing mud, extracting precious nutrients and minerals. These elements, when combined with sunlight, create the diverse living systems of our planet.
the humidity.
One of those living systems is the rainforest, home to the most amazing concentration of life on our planet. These dense and beautiful forests cover only a tiny portion of the Earth's surface, but they contain more than half of its plant and animal species. Rainforests are also extremely rich and productive living systems, providing us with oxygen, food, medicines, and other elements essential to our lives.
A big bug.
Tucson.
In the desert, nature has created a very different, but no less beautiful, living system. And while this arid landscape may seem lifeless, it is very much alive. The plants and animals that have learned to survive in these harsh conditions make use of what little water they can find and avoid the scorching rays of the relentless sun. The American prairie once appeared as desolate as the desert, but over time, rainwater and nutrients gradually penetrated the hard surface of this land. Even the hooves of the mighty buffalo helped create the rich soil that would one day become home to the American farm. Of all the forces at work on the land, humans have had one of the most profound effects. The need to produce food for a growing world led to the enormous use, and sometimes overuse, of the land. In our search for more efficient ways to grow food, we often fail to realize the impact of our methods. Today, we're learning to live with the land, discovering better ways to grow food that will assure both human and environmental well-being.
We can reduce the need for fertilizers. In farmlands across America, we're learning that by plowing under vegetation containing natural fertilizers, we can enrich the soil without the use of chemicals. In Saudi Arabia and Mexico, we're learning to produce food on desert sea coasts by developing and planting crops that thrive on farmland. Here at Epcot, we're learning to reduce the need for pesticides by using natural predators like ladybugs and wasps to control pests.
How will we meet tomorrow's growing needs for food production, yet still respect the needs of the land? Some of the answers are being discovered just ahead.
Hello again, everyone. In our living laboratory, scientists from Epcot, Nestle, the Department of Agriculture, and NASA are exploring innovative and sustainable methods of food production. As a part of this effort, we are working with the Future Harvest Centers to showcase new ideas from around the world. Tamarind and Sespani trees on your right are being grown in Africa today to help replenish soils and increase crop yields. These fast-growing trees take nitrogen from the air and release natural fertilizer into the ground. When planted among other crops, farmers have been able to quadruple their harvest. The trees also provide food for people and livestock and firewood for the home. And almost 60% of the world's taro is grown in Africa. These plants thrive in wetlands and moist soils, making them perfect for areas where other crops won't grow. The root of the taro, if you were to dig it up, looks kind of like a potato, and like a potato can be baked, boiled, mashed, or even fried. Taro root is a low-cost staple throughout Africa.
Papaya. Magellan loves papaya.
I want to mention farming. Some of you probably don't think about fish, but fish farming, or aquaculture, is being used today to increase yields and protect wild fish stocks. Unfortunately, we are refurbishing the area at the moment. I do apologize for that. Normally, we have two tanks filled with tilapia fish over here, along with sturgeon here, catfish, and shrimp and eel. But I do have some good news, however. We still do have our alligators, which are coming up on the right-hand side, and are no longer an endangered species thanks to aquaculture. Alligators can be farmed for their meats and hides, while others play a key role in wetlands conservation. And we can produce over 6,500 pounds of fish per year in this one aqua cell. In fact, most of the fish that are raised here are distributed in restaurants throughout Walt Disney World. Oh, we cook it first. Except for the sushi bar, maybe. And pumpkins and corn are just two of the many important crops that originated in Latin America. The teosinte you see growing over there is the ancestor to today's corn or maize. This enters the selective breeding, the sweet eating little plant, that developed into one of the world's most widely grown grains. The scientists from India and Mexico are working together to make corn more nutritious. Corn that will be growing on the small green plants over here will look and taste just like regular corn, but contain as much protein as camel's milk. This is a major breakthrough in fighting malnutrition.
Nine-pound lemon?
According to this greenhouse, we're experimenting with innovative ways to grow Asian crops. By growing plants vertically, it provides better airflow through the leaves, which helps fight disease. We practice the same technique at home by growing plants on trellises. And the Asian cucumber is another example of how we fight disease. We grow this variety because it's resistant to powdery mildew, a fungus that can damage plants and reduce crop yields. Bean coming up on the left-hand side of the boat is a plant you might be seeing more of very soon. Every part of it's edible and it's high in protein. It even releases nitrogen, natural fertilizer, into the soil as it grows. And coming up here is like three different types of gourds. It's over 800 different types of gourds. Now the gourds themselves are edible and most are high in vitamins. That's probably why exotic plants like these are working their ways in the kitchens around the world. Ooh. And in our creative greenhouse, we're exploring cutting-edge research that may change the way we grow crops. And you probably noticed that we have no soil in our greenhouses. This technique is called hydroponics, and it's already being used in areas where the soil has been depleted. We've taken it one step further with our computer-controlled drip irrigation system, and are also experimenting with aeroponics. And in our laboratories here, I've got scientists who are working with the Department of Agriculture to improve plants through biotechnology. Last but not least, in this final experiment, we are working with NASA to learn how to grow crops for space colonies.
Certain experience. because we can't depend on the ground.
Around the globe, scientists from Nestle and other organizations are dedicated to improving the taste and quality of the food the world enjoys and relies on. By working together, we can preserve the land as a precious and beautiful resource, while at the same time meet the needs of our growing world. Only then will we truly be living with the land. On behalf of Nestle and Walt Disney World, I'd like to thank you for sharing this experience of living with the land. I hope you guys enjoy it. In case you'd like to take a closer look at our greenhouses, you can take our behind-the-scenes tours. The tours are led by members of our science team, and then begin in front of the green covered pod. Okay, folks, as we approach the unload area, I do ask you please remain seated until the boat comes to complete stop. Thank you. Okay, lower your heads and watch your step as you head towards the end of the boat.
Thanks a lot.
Enjoy the rest. Stand up, guy. Take care.
Thanks.
We'd have to wait out there 3 hours before if we wanted to. Look at that.
Huh?
The guy.
living systems is the rainforest, home to the most amazing concentration of life on our planet. These dense and beautiful forests cover only a tiny portion of the Earth's surface, but they contain more than half of its plant and animal species. Rainforests are also extremely rich in productive living systems, providing us with oxygen, food, medicine, and other elements essential to our lives.
Yeah.
In the desert, nature has created a very different, but no less beautiful living system. And while this arid landscape may seem lifeless, it is very much alive. The plants and animals that have learned to survive in these harsh conditions make use of what little water they can find and avoid the scorching rays of the relentless sun. The American prairie once appeared as desolate as the desert, but over time, rainwater and nutrients gradually penetrated the hard surface of this land. Even the hooves of the mighty buffalo helped create the rich soil that would one day become home to the American farm. Of all the forces at work on the land, humans have had one of the most profound effects. The need to produce food for a growing world led to the enormous use and sometimes overuse of the land. In our search for more efficient ways to grow food, we often fail to realize the impact of our methods. Today, we're learning to live with the land, discovering better ways to grow food that will assure both human and environmental well-being.
In Saudi Arabia and Mexico, we're learning to produce food on desert seacoasts by developing and planting crops that thrive on saltwater. Here at Epcot, we're learning to reduce the need for pesticides by using natural predators like ladybugs and wasps to control pests.
How will we meet tomorrow's growing needs for food production and still respect the needs of the land? Some of the questions are being discovered just ahead. Living greenhouse environments. To help us maintain these carefully controlled ecosystems, and for your safety, please remain seated in your home at all times. In these living laboratories, scientists from Epcot, the U.S. Department of Agriculture, and NASA are exploring innovative ways to produce bountiful harvests now and into the future. The tropics are home to the greatest diversity of plants on the planet. Many of these, like bananas, cacao, coffee, and rice, are well known around the world. Others, like the jackfruit, fluted pumpkin, and dragon fruit growing, represent the vast number of lesser known tropical plants. Many of these are exceptionally high in vitamins and nutrients.
Jackfruit.
Others are well adapted to growing in less time.
The jackfruit. Yeah.
With its edible seeds, leaves, thrives in the poorest soil conditions of Africa, making it a potential staple for millions of people. The unique-looking dragon fruit is actually a member of the cactus family. The fruits are high in vitamin C, rich in antioxidants, and have a light and sweet taste. Discover new ways they can help us meet our food needs. One day, some of these will be as popular as the bananas growing on both sides of the world. More than 28 million tons of bananas are eaten annually, making it the most popular fruit in the world. When we mention farming, we probably don't think of fish, but fish farming, or aquaculture, is an innovative way to increase harvests and protect wild fish populations. Tilapia, bass, and catfish are three popular crops raised by fish farmers around the world. In Asia, tilapia are often raised in lunch packs where the fish waste provides nutrients for the rice. This integrated growing system improves yields and reduces pollution. The American alligator wonder rice were once an endangered species. Raising alligators on farms has played an important role in decreasing pressures on the wild population. Nearly 30% of all fish consumed worldwide is raised on farm, making aquaculture an important part of our efforts to produce a bountiful harvest. Here at the land, we grow about 6,500 pounds of fish each year, many of which are featured in restaurants here at Epcot. This greenhouse is full of some of our biggest ideas. Giant pumpkins and winter melons are certainly impressive, but their real importance far exceeds their record-setting size. These super-sized crops represent the best efforts of scientists and farmers to improve plant yields. Years of careful selection and crossbreeding results in plants that produce more food, are more resistant to pests, and can even grow in marginal climates. And it does occur that one 9-pound lemon will make about a gallon of lemonade on a hot summer day. These plants are definitely on their way up. Vertical growing systems like ours increases airflow through the leaves, which helps to reduce disease. Diseases and pests are two of the biggest challenges faced by farmers around the world. Innovative growing techniques are just one way to fight these problems. Using beneficial insects to manage pest problems is another technique we're using. We're also growing plants using our novel nutrient film system. By recycling water and nutrients, the system can save farmers money and help protect the environment.
Here's the tomato trees.
Here's something you don't see every
Actually, these are just small. They grow to be regular.
These plants were originally developed by Chinese scientists. Tomato trees live longer and produce many more tomatoes. One of ours lived 16 months and produced over 32,000 tomatoes, a Guinness World Record. Much of the produce you see grown
see, they're,
on our
they're putting the Mickey Mouse ears on that one.
Here at the land.
They're growing them into Mickey ears.
Yeah. Okay.
Earning my ears.
The future of agriculture includes some high-flying ideas like the ones you see here. We already grow plants without soil throughout our greenhouses. That technique is called hydroponics. Now we're trying out aeroponics. Water and nutrients are sprayed directly on the roots of plants as they fly by. In our lab, scientists from the U.S. Department of Agriculture are working to develop dwarf pear trees. The fruit will be normal size, but the smaller trees will be easier to grow and harvest. The goal of all these experiments is to discover new ways to better grow crops in even the harshest environments. Who knows? One day, we might even be able to grow food during extended space flights. These greenhouses represent just a tiny fraction of the work being done worldwide to produce bountiful harvests for our growing population. Of course, growing better crops is just the first part of the story. Once harvested, these crops need to be handled with care. Their journey from the field to your table. Around the globe, scientists from Nestle are dedicated to improving the quality and taste of the foods that the world enjoys and relies on. Working together, we can continue to find innovative ways to increase food production and protect our precious natural environment. Only then will we truly be living with the land. On behalf of Walt Disney World and NASA, we hope you have enjoyed this unique journey through our living laboratory. Those of you interested in even a closer look at our greenhouses might consider the behind-the-scenes walking tour. It's a great experience for the whole family. The tour desk is near the entrance to Soarin'. Please keep your hands and feet inside the boat and remain seated.
It's like $30 a person. You get to walk around in the greenhouse.
Please gather all your personal belongings. Lower your head and watch your step as you exit.
Thanks again, Dan, Shane, and Daniel, for that request. I've forgotten how much I enjoy the simple boat ride. I have to admit, though, I think I like the cast memberless ride a little better than the cast member, mostly because the narration is just much better and much clearer to understand. If you'd like to request a memory or leave me a feedback, email me at requests@wdw-memories.net or call or new voicemail at 336-WDW-MEM-0. Of course, you can also follow along on Facebook or at facebook.com/WaltDisneyWorldMemories or on twitter.com/WaltDisneyWorldMemories. Lou. Also, a review on iTunes goes a long way to helping other listeners find this show. So, for show notes and links to videos and pictures, as well as how to contact us, please visit the recent redesigned www-memories.net website. You'll also find a link to our donations for the Memory Archive Recovery Fund I talk about in episode 18A. So thanks again for listening, and join me again in, I'm not even going to say 2 weeks, as we relive another Walt Disney World memory. Bye.
Let's have a hand for our show.